I mentioned on Rosh Hashanah very quickly, maybe not quick enough, but the Sefer Achinuch, when he talks about the hisoirus that we're attempting to receive, to achieve through the Kol HaShofar. He says people need an awakening. The shrill coil of the shofar can be such an awakening as in Milchomo when they blow the koilos there to awaken people. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, unless we learn Musa the whole year, that we're going to be so deep, such a deep slumber, that it won't be able to awaken us, even the Kol HaShofar. That's why we have to learn Musa all the time. Okay, be that as it may. But he says, Gam kein b'yom Rosh Hashanah shu yom ha-noyed mikedem lodem bo'boi oylam. It's the day that's set aside from time immemorial to judge the world. Rosh Hashanah kol b'yom oylam l'fon of yivnei moroin. And of course, he says exactly what's going to happen. If he has more schusim, he'll come out innocent. Zakai. If his avinus are more, he'll be mechayv noisa. Whatever he's mechuyev oisa lomus or laachas min agzeros, kfi mashu chayev. Whatever he's chayev, that's what is going to be decided for him. But then he says, "Al kein tzorich kol echad ve'echad lohir tivo levakish rachmim al chatoev." Therefore, everyone has to awaken his dormant nature to ask rachamim for his chatoim, for his mistakes, for his averus. May odin horachamim from the master of rachamim. Ki keil chanun v'racham hu noisei ovum v'fesh v'chatoev v'nakei la'shovim elo b'chol limom. He's rachum v'chanun, and he bears ovo in pesha v'chato, and he removes and he cleanses the chet completely for those people that do tshuva b'cholibom. And the Kol HaShofar is me'ir harbe lev kol shemov. And the Kol HaShofar awakens the heart of anyone who hears it. It seems that the awakening is not to remind us of the seriousness of the din. Rather, the awakening is to awaken us to the fact that he says al kein, because of the fact that the world is being judged, al kein tzorech lahoyer tivoy, what do you have to awaken yourself? Levakesh rachamim al chatov. To recognize, to ask for rachamim on the chatoim, to recognize Hashem is rachum vechanu noisei ovum vepesha. Sounds like the awareness that this is a time of judgment, that's something that we get. That's intellectual that we get. But it needs something to awaken in us this, I have to turn to Hashem. I have to ask rachamim. I have to deal with the issues that are relevant to me. I know there's a judgment there. I'm not sleeping through the court case. I'm sleeping through the response that I have to have to realize that Hashem is rachum v'chanun, and I can ask him to forgive, and he wants to forgive me. That's what he does. He's noisei ovim v'feshem v'chato v'nakei la'shovim elu b'cholibom, and I have to have that hisoirus in my heart in order to take advantage of those midas Hashem, those midas horachamim that will effectuate my winning in this din and my forgiveness. And that's what seems to be so dormant in us and needs to be awakened through the Kol HaShofar. So it sounds like that even when one is intellectually aware of what's going on, it's not so simple. It's not so simple. We bury it. We've become numb to it. It probably has to do with the chatoim. It probably doesn't have to do with the fact that Hashem is rachum v'chanun. But rachum v'chanun, to forgive my chatoim, it's too, yeah. There's a judgment going on, but there's a cognitive dissonance. There's a disconnect between the fact that I know there's a judgment, but and what is it? What you have to do? Look, you say Hashem is rachum v'chanun noisei ovum v'fesher v'chato v'nakei la'shovim b'cholim. So get it together. I'm sleeping too much. It's too painful. I've gotten so used to it. It's become so much taken for granted in my life that it needs some massive hisoir, some shrill sound, which Rabbi Yisrael says is not enough for us, but the concept at least. We have to wake up to recognize the danger, even though we know the judgment is there, but the personal fact that we're lacking and the opportunity that we have to change it. How do we get to awaken this opportunity? What can we do? We're talking sleeping. All right, the shofar, a little bit, maybe, maybe not. Learning Musar, of course, that's really the only way, but that's a year-long project. But is there anything that can help us in this process? So I noticed the Rabbeinu Yoina in Mishle, I think this is the third perek, he speaks about the Inyan of Bitochen. So if you look over here on the, I guess, the second paragraph, on this the other side of the page, Oy yichayev inyan habitochen liftech beemes al rachme Hashem yisporch ki rabim rachamov. There's an inyan of bitochen that a person has to have trust, rely in truth, really rely on the mercy of Hashem, because His mercy is massive. Va'al roiv chasodov, and on the multiplicity of the extent of His chesed, His kindness, the yamin, and to believe, b'midas Hashem yisborach, v'yiftach b'em emes, and to believe in the midas, assume this means the yud gimel midas, and that we know Hashem is rachum v'chanun erech apayim noisei chesed la'alofim noisei om v'feshu v'chatov v'nakei, and to believe in these midas, and v'yiftach b'em emes, and to trust Hashem. I mean, it's the most amazing thing. Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu, made a bris with him, and taught Moshe Rabbeinu. He demonstrated for him. Vayavra Hashem al ponov. Hashem passed by Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal say, Nismelamed shenesatif HaKadosh Baruch Hu betalis. He put on a talis kaviyochol to show Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what you have to do, exactly like this. This Seder, it will not be rejected. It will have an impact. And a person has to believe that. He has to believe it intellectually. Vayamin. And he has to rely on it. He has to have bitochen, k'meishen emar, v'ani b'chastecho botachti. Very important posuk. I trust in your chesed. We're not speaking even about the specifics of anything that I want. But I trust the chesed. The chesed Hashem is endless. The chesed Hashem is assured, is guaranteed. That's what He's about. He's rachum v'chanu and erech apayim. And I have to just trust that thing. I'm not up to anything. I'm not focused on myself yet. I'm still sleeping. I'm not involved. Just the chesed Hashem. That bitochen in the chesed Hashem. And he goes on to describe it. What that means. Then he goes on the middle of the next column, Veda. It's mamish, I think, a little bit above the middle. Ki ha-toicheles ho-atzula min ha-bitochen hazeh. The toicheles which emanates from this bitochen, yachzik ha-toicheles ad ki kasher tikrav ha-tzoro ve-yirav ha-vanoisov lo yiyeh shokul ha-pachad im-atikva. He says, that which I get from this avodas habitochen, that Hashem is rachum v'chanun, that Hashem is vani b'chastecho b'tachti, that Hashem is hoidul Hashem ki toiv ki le'olam chastoi. His chesed is infinite. That's why He created the world, olam chesed yibone. That's the way He conducts His world. And I vani b'chastecho, I've developed the ability to trust with full confidence that Hashem is kol kuloi doing, giving, bestowing chesed upon everyone. It says, that leads a person, it strengthens this awaiting, this hope in him, that now, when the tzora and the fear of his averus, and the yom adin in these days is certainly a tzora and fear of averus, that's certainly mi inyona de yoima, it's even beyond that, I mean, it goes all the time, but especially, lo yiyeh shokul ha-pachadim ha-tikva. He says, now, because of that focus on the chesed Hashem, the pachad and the tikva will not be equal. I'm afraid. That's serious stuff. Judgment is very real. It's very serious. But the tikva, the hope that I got from being mechazik my bitochen in Hashem, that Hashem is mole chesed, that's what He is, that's who He is, that's what He does, that gives me now hope facing this tzora that has come upon me, when I have now, he says, the kasher tikrav ha-tzora v'yira me'avah, you know, so when I have a tzora now, there's a judgment, and I'm afraid of my averus, lo yiyeh shokul ha-pachadim ha-tikva, the pachad and the tikva are not going to measure up. What? Ach techazek ha-tikva mimenu, the tikva, the hope, will overpower the pachad. The hope will overpower the pachad, because I base this hope. See, what it seems is that I didn't start with, oh, here's a judgment. Now I woke up, and now I gotta be able to deal with this pachad. That's not the way. That seems to be too difficult. He says the formula is I start with vani bechastecho b'tachti. I have bitochen in the chesed Hashem. I'm not thinking about the tzora didn't come yet. There's no pacha, there's no lemaisa, there's no tachlis. Maybe I'm still sleeping. Maybe I'm dreaming about it. I don't know any danger. But I know the chesed Hashem. I have the deep trust in the abstract concept of Hashem is kol kuloi chesed. Now, that, he says, gives me hope in as the specific kikasha tikrav hatsora the yirame avinosof lo yir shokul apachad imatikva. It's not going to be oh apachad and tikva. No, there's no contest there. Ach techazek hatikva the tikva, the hope, the optimism, the trust, or the hope for the good will be stronger. Ki chaste Hashem yisborach yasrim al kol ovin, because the chesed Hashem will overpower any ovin, umerachim al kol hanichna umavakesh rachamov, and Hashem is merachim on anyone who humbles himself in front of Hashem and he asks for his rachamim. Ki chanun v'rachamu erech apayim v'rav chesed v'nichem al oroa. And he goes on with other psukim, and he says the tikva is machazik the lev, and with the chizik halev comes more tikva, and it's an ongoing process. So it seems that if we want to approach in a positive, uplifting, constructive, not overwhelming fear that just makes us, you know, I mention all the time the posuk ki imcha slicho l'man tivorei, that the Ramban learns pshat that the slicha, forgiveness should make us less afraid. But no, if we didn't know Hashem's goodness and His forgiveness, we would be too scared to be afraid. We would just ignore it. We'd run away. We'd bury our heads. We'd block it out. We'd become paralyzed. But now that I know Imcha Aslicha, so I said, this is a formula, how I can deal with it. Because if I focus on the Chesed Hashem, in the abstract, before I even focus on the din and the tzora, then that gives me that hope that I can now counterbalance the pachad that can be generated by the realization of the seriousness of the situation, and the tikva overwhelms it, and a person can then come to be confident, to be hopeful, to be optimistic, and not to be paralyzed, and not to be overwhelmed, and not to be shattered, and not to be to such an extent he just wants to ignore it, pretend that it's going to go away, or pretend that it doesn't exist. He says that can happen if it all starts with the focus and the abstract of Hashem's chesed. So I think if we want to constructively, and then he says to people that are nichna elov, his lashon is noisei ovoin, umerachim al kol hanichna umevakesh rachamov. To be able to be nichna umevakesh rachamov, what we really first have to do, not to let the pachad force us to give up hope, force us to be meyayish, force us to be helpless. I can't be nichna, I can't be mevakish rachamim, I can't deal with it, it's too complicated, it's too difficult, it's too overwhelming, it's paralyzing. No, I focus first on the chesed Hashem. So I think if we wish to turn the tzora and the pachad and the urgency of these days into a positive, uplifting and machneeing experience with a great bakoshes rachamim and a great sense of relying on the midas Hashem and everything, it has to start, push it with recognizing the chesed Hashem and learning to trust the chesed Hashem. To look around us, to look at our own lives, to look at the lives of everyone else, to look at everything that's happened throughout the history of the Klal Yisrael, from Briyas HaOlam to this very day, and to see the chesed Hashem again and again and again and again. Hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv ki l'Olam chastoi, ki l'Olam chastoi, ki l'Olam chastoi, noisen lechem l'chol boso ki l'Olam chastoi. And when we focus on that, and we develop that sense of, I'm confident, but he does his chesed. There's things I don't understand. If I understood everything, I don't know if I could worship him. You know, that's a line somebody once said. I don't expect to understand everything about him. But the Maisa, once I have that deep-rooted sense of trusting the Chesed Hashem, then facing what I have to face now, or at any time that there's tzora and fear of maybe I'm not worthy, that becomes so much easier to deal with. The tikva that emulates from that deep confidence in the Chesed Hashem will overpower the pachad and give me that sense of exhilaration and uplift that I need to be able to focus on the issues, to be able to change my feelings, my actions, and to be able to do tshuva and to be mevakish rachamim from Hashem. So I think this might be a mahalach to make things a little easier for us. And Hashem should help that we should all be zeiche to a year that's full of brocha and mazel and Yeshua. So many people are in such tzoras. The knees, merubim tzorche amcho, gets more meruba and meruba every year, it seems. And Hashem should be memale, kol mishaloseinu, kol mishalos libeinu, letoiva velivrocha. We should be zeiche to marchsim atoiva and to Yeshuais and refuais and echomais for us and for all of Klal Yisrael.